The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Amber, were you the victim of bullying when you went to school?
I never was the victim. But although, I gotta say, I remember Peter Quilla. This is sad. To this day, Peter Quilla was picked on. I've always felt guilty. I did not defend Peter Quilla.
And do we know what's happened to Peter?
He's probably, you know, a brain scientist because, you know, he was one of those nerdy kids in school that just, you know, got 101 average or something. So
yeah. Now, that was Brian Dale at our school. I remember the kids tying him to a fence post. And again, I didn't do anything really to stop it.
I know. That's what's terrible. Bystanders. I mean, you know,
but you were not a bully.
For life.
You were not
a
bully.
I was not
a bully.
But I was not a bully protector either. So
okay. All right. Well, bully for
you.
Okay. So what you got for us this week?
All right. This week, hate to do it to you, but got another study on Common Core, this time by David Conley and colleagues. In short, they survey college professors who teach entry-level courses and ask them if the standards are applicable and important to their courses. We know there's a lot of confusion about what it means to be college ready, so the study, you know, it's important to query these college professors. It's kind of similar to what ACT does. Anyway, professors were recruited from 2- and 4-year institutions. Roughly 1,900 of them responded. They taught courses in 25 subject areas: ELA, math, science, social science, business management, computer technology, and so on. Professors of all subjects were asked to respond to both the ELA and math standards, so that's interesting, with the idea that these standards are relevant to a range of disciplines. Key findings: the ELA strands around speaking, listening, and language were deemed by roughly 80% of the sample as relevant and important to their courses, no surprise. Most instructors, 77 plus, also reported that mathematical practices were applicable. This is stuff like applying math to everyday life. Roughly 40% reported that the math strands around number and quality, algebra, statistics, and probability were applicable. Just a couple things with methods, though. It was basically two questions, you know, is this applicable? How important is it? Everybody who said one said the other, naturally. It was just two questions. I think that was good in terms of the simplicity because they were asked to respond to a ton of standards. But I'm going to have to agree with Common Core dissenter Zev Werman, if you guys read his response to this. Basically, he said, you know, they could have probed a lot deeper regarding the comparative rigor of the standards. I agree with that. And they should have also disaggregated respondents by their content expertise so we could determine, for instance, you know, how many ELA professors responded to the math questions. So in the end, I think it was important to survey these guys on the relevance of the standards post-high school level, but it had some problems, I think, with the survey design.
Yeah, I mean, so, and Zev also made the case, and I think this is legitimate, that this it was just designed to get the answer that Conley wanted, that David Conley was involved
That's
in
right,
drafting
the validation
these
committee.
Standards.
Mm-hmm.
And the validation committee, and this was to say, see, this stuff is valid.
Yeah, funded by Gates, which doesn't, you know, doesn't mean, obviously, but still, I mean, I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, everybody's sort of got a, you know, little piece of the action with Common Core. A lot of folks do. So it casts suspicion. Doesn't mean that it's a bad study, but it could have been better.
Yeah. I mean, are we going to get to the point where we stop arguing and studying the standards themselves and get
right,
onto something
get to
else,
it, right?
Right.
Into
whether
right.
this stuff is actually happening in the world. John, in your world, I mean, you work with a lot of these nonprofit, for-profit entrepreneurs. I mean, is Common Core a big deal to those folks?
Yeah, I would definitely say. I mean, you have most providers trying to orient their services or products, nonprofit or for-profit, around Common Core. But I would say the biggest challenge is that you just have, this would have been another interesting question on just what was the level of familiarity that the college professors had, because I'm finding there's a lot of people, including districts, that know very little about the Common Core. They've heard about it, but very little sort of education or in-depth knowledge of what the standards are. Lots of opinions, but sometimes not always based on knowledge of the standards themselves. But yeah, it's a very big deal, at least amongst a lot of the providers who are hoping to offer services across state lines.
Now, a lot of us worry that those providers are going to say that they're aligned with the Common Core, but you know, not actually do a whole lot to make that happen. I mean, what's your sense out there?
No, I think that's a big problem because you have, and you had that before too, with vendors as well as providers saying that they were aligned to state standards, but there was no sort of official endorsement of that. So I know CCSSO and the Common Core organizations are trying to think about, funded again by Gates, but trying to figure out a way of doing some sort of certification process. But I think that's probably still a few years out.
Okay. All right, Amber, so what song goes along with this?
Well, since we're talking about needing more than the basics in college, we have a song about the basics. It's ABC by Jackson 5.
You win, just don't you learn, girl. Mm-hmm.